This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, a lot of you guys are drinking your cup of coffee, and I've told you guys many times that I cannot stand coffee, cannot stand the taste of coffee, don't even want to look at it. I could smell it. Smelling coffee is good. It's just I do not understand how anybody could drink a drink that isn't sweet or bubbly, or from Jack Daniels. I just don't get that. But scientists get it, especially from Stanford, and they're saying that it could lower your heart attack risk yet again. So this coffee is such a superfood, but here's the thing. They're not really saying coffee. It's the caffeine. Now, a lot of you guys are like, well, then Dahlia, you know, go grab a Monster Energy or a Red Bull. I can't. Because they're not saying caffeine from a caffeinated drink. Right? They're basically saying it's caffeine, most likely, from coffee. So I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say that the caffeine is different in coffee than it is in energy drinks. Right? But let's dissect this for a little bit here. So what the scientists did, and this is very, very cool. It's come from Stanford, okay? What they did is they found this inflammatory protein called IL-1 beta. Now, this IL-1 beta, I know, it's like Star Trek stuff. Okay, they found in study participants that those who had higher levels of this IL-1 beta had more inflammation, more stiffening of their arteries, higher blood pressure than those who didn't have this much IL-1 beta. Now, they're like, well, that's interesting. Let's take this IL-1 beta and find a group of mice. Well, mice are usually, you know, run around someplace, right? So the researchers then, in this next step, this sounds like a multifaceted study. Very exciting stuff for us in the scientific world. We geeks love this stuff. Then they take the mice and they inject the IL-1 beta into the mice. And what did it do? It raised their blood pressure and it caused an increase in inflammation. Then scientists looked at the genes that encode IL-1 beta in people, okay? Because there's like a cluster of genes that I guess make this IL-1 beta. And they found that those who drank caffeinated drinks had less activation of these genes. Then the researchers said, well, this is what we need to do. Okay, we need to really, 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 you know, put this to, you know, we need to put this to rest. We need to confirm this. Like, what do we got to do, Bob? Okay, so what they decided to do is they went into the laboratory. They got a little petri dish of human cells. Now, I don't know if they were tonsil cells or booby cells. I don't know. But they took human cells in the laboratory setting. Okay, probably not booby. All right. And they, you know, because not a lot of us women want to donate booby cells. Okay. I could donate part of my butt. I have no problem with that. Take it. I got so much butt. Try to leave the, you know. I kind of like this whole double D thing I got going, okay? I don't want a double DC thing going. Or a C minus D plus. I don't want that. So, in a laboratory setting, they have these human cells, okay? They used agents to inflame these human cells. Maybe they brought in a mother-in-law cell. You know, maybe they told them that Hillary wants to run again. I don't know what they did, okay? But they did something, okay? These cells started to produce the IL-1 beta, okay? Then what they did is they used caffeine to see if they could subdue it, and it did. So they confirmed, they really earned their money on this one. They confirmed that the IL-1 beta protein was inflammatory, Those who drank coffee activated the genes less, and caffeine reduced inflammation. Now, lead researcher was Dr. David Furman. The study was published online January 16th in Nature Medicine. So I'm reporting on it now. All right, so this is some pretty interesting stuff. So here's the big question. Caffeine with coffee only? Well, I don't have any data here saying that caffeine from soda pop is good. I also don't have data saying energy drinks, right, help your heart. Unfortunately, we have tons of cases where energy drinks are bad for the heart. Apparently, a 19-year-old died after drinking 3.5 cans of Monster energy drink. This was about 24 hours before having a heart attack. And so I believe there's a lawsuit. I'm going to look it up. I think there's a big issue now with Monster Energy and this boy who died because of abnormal heart rhythms that this energy, this caffeine, could stimulate. Now, we've talked about why an energy drink may not be the best choice for caffeine as opposed to coffee, because coffee is hot. Okay? You sip your coffee. Right, you walk around with it to coworkers, going, "Hey, you know, did you guys see the Cowboy game? Yeah, that's blue. I know Aaron Rodgers sucks." You know, you walk around and you go, you know, around with your, you know, because you know the Packers knocked the Cowboys out of playoffs, and you know, I'm a little ticked off. My panties are all up in a bunch with that one. But you know, you walk around with your coffee, you sip it. Not energy drink drinkers. Energy drink drinkers, they're busy. They got things to do. They gotta move. So they chug that energy drink. And look how cute Red Bull is. I gotta tell you, Red Bull, brilliant packaging. You see a little baby Red Bull can, you just wanna open it up and chug it. You just do. There's something about it, perfectly fits around your hand to grip it. It's cool to the touch. It has that blue color with that red on there. From a psychological standpoint, whoever marketed the Red Bull drink, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So, you're drinking a quick amount in a huge bolus, and because it's such a small can, people may drink 2-3. I'm not sure what happened with this Monster Energy case. So, but we keep hearing that coffee is good for you. Coffee fights cancer, coffee does, so, you know, maybe these energy drinks have these extra ingredients that negate the beneficial effects of the caffeine. I don't know. Now, I have an article written. Go to my Facebook or Twitter, right, or my website for it on that, so read more. But can't say go drink soda pop yet. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so some of us watched The Celebrity Apprentice, okay? I got to tell you, I think it's been on now two or three times. And, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger is taking over the role as Donald Trump. You know, you are terminated. Go to the chopper. Now, that's what he does. I guess, you know, rather than saying you're fired, he goes, you are terminated. And then, I guess, rather than going to the elevator, like in Trump Towers, you have to go to the chopper. And you take a chopper. A helicopter. Yeah, so you take a helicopter and you go. Then everybody cries, etc. Alright, but one thing that makes me watch is I really love it when I see money raised for charity. And what's really cool is some of these celebrities on Celebrity Apprentice raise money for, like, medical charities. Well, Vince Neil, right? Motley Crue's frontman, blonde, real good guy, apparently won the challenge on yesterday's show. And he is bringing in over $770,000 to the Lou Ruvo Center at Cleveland Clinic for something called MSA. And a lot of you guys have been asking me, what is MSA? It's called multiple system atrophy. It's a neurological disorder, a progressive one, pretty deadly, that killed Carey Simon, the rock and roll chef. I think he was an Iron Chef winner, known as the rock and roll chef. And they were friends, and he died last year. And so Vince Neil said, here's a guy who could drink, who didn't drink, no drugs. He worked out every day, and I saw that. And I thought, we have to find a cure for that. So usually with Celebrity Apprentice, they do these, they get into these groups, usually boys versus girls, and then the girls kept losing. So then they had to kind of split it up and put some boys on their team. And understandably so. I really don't understand what the girls were doing. They were really messing up, okay? So, you know, some of the guys had to go over to the team, get it. And, you know, they'll make maybe $25,000, $50,000. There's one particular episode, and this is why I'm telling you this, because I think this is pretty cool. They had to, like, design a candy for See's Candy. Great commercial for See's. So they had to pick a candy that was yummy, and they had to sell it and raise money. You know, Vince had friends who were dropping $100,000 and all sorts of stuff. Then they also had to make sure that Warren Buffett liked their candy. So they researched what Warren Buffett likes. I guess he's into brittle. Who knew? All right. And, you know, maybe it makes them think of Hillary. I don't know. And, he sampled the chocolate. He ended up liking the one that Vince Neil's group did, whatever. And if you win, not only do you win all the hundreds of thousands of dollars that you raised for your charity, but you also get the other teams. So this $770,000 now goes to the Cleveland Clinic's Lou Ruvo Center for Brain Health that does amazing, amazing things. According to their website, they have this Keep Memory Alive Foundation that's created to increase awareness and raise funds exclusively for the research, management, and treatment of brain disorders. This includes Alzheimer's, Huntington's, Parkinson's, frontotemporal dementia, multiple sclerosis, and multiple system atrophy. So they got facilities in Vegas, Cleveland, Lakewood, Ohio, Western Florida, and the Lou Ruvo Center that we have here in my neck of the woods in Las Vegas. It's amazing. I still don't understand the architecture behind it. Okay, it looks like a deformed building, but I do appreciate the art. It stands out. It's very cool. It's very edgy. And it's amazing. Now, remember, the Ice Bucket Challenge, which was raising money for amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, the Lou Gehrig's disease, that Ice Bucket Challenge raised over $115 million. So getting celebrity attention and national attention to these rare, progressive, you know, fatal disorders are so life-saving. So really quickly here, what is multiple system atrophy? So it's a neurological disorder that basically impairs your autonomic functions, like your heart rate, blood pressure, bladder function, I even believe breathing, digestion. And it was formerly called Scheidegger syndrome. It looks a lot like Parkinson's. It shares a lot of Parkinson's disease symptoms, slow movement, muscle rigidity, poor balance. It's a degenerative disease that can happen in your 50s and 60s. Treatment, not a lot. We usually try to do some lifestyle changes, but we don't have a lot in our medicine bag. The condition progresses gradually and will eventually live to, you know, cause death. It's called multiple system atrophy because it affects multiple systems. All right, so you got the Parkinsonian type, which causes the rigid muscles, the slow movement, bradykinesia, tremors, impaired posture and balance. Then you have the cerebellar type, where you have issue with your movement and coordination. You have slurred or issues with your speech. You have some visual disturbances, according to Mayo Clinic, double vision, difficulty swallowing. Then you could start losing your blood pressure where you stand up. Your blood pressure drops, makes you dizzy, lightheaded, could cause falls. It could affect constipation and bladder control. You could start having over-perspiration or less perspiration, issues with your temperature, sleep disorder, sexual function, cardiovascular problems with an irregular heartbeat, psychiatric issues. So this is, it's a very scary, deadly disease. and we don't have a lot in our medicine bag to fix it. So I just have to say congrats, Vince Neil, Motley Crue, and I like the Celebrity Apprentice. I mean, I know everybody makes fun of it, right? You know, I even made fun of it, you know, but I thought, you know, Trump, you know, I thought it was kind of ridiculous, but I watch, and I think it is very, very cool. It teaches you a lot about some of these charities out there. So way to go, and congratulations, Lou Ruvo. You know, it's interesting. You know, I get asked all the time, you know, how do you live in Vegas? You know, they know that Jennifer Lopez is out here and Celine Dion, but they think this is just a place to have a second home. First of all, I'm not wealthy enough to have more than one home, okay? This is where I live. I live in Las Vegas. And Las Vegas is more than just the ritzy, fancy, sparkly resort corridor, the strip as we call it. Right, Las Vegas is a great city. It's a great town. We have some phenomenal hospitals. We've got some awesome doctors. Yes, we have entertainment. We have restaurants that are we're talking New York, San Francisco style caliber, excellent, excellent dining. And it's an awesome place to live. The weather is great. You don't have to worry about a hurricane. You don't have to worry about heavy snowstorms. You don't have to worry about like a superstorm Sandy. Rarely do we get an earthquake, knock on wood. So it's great for those of us with arthritis because it's a dry heat as opposed to what's wet heat. It's not as expensive as California. So you have a lot of people from California living out here. You know, which is why in the election the state was kind of blue this time around. And that's it becomes blue a lot, you know, these days. But, you know, it... You know, we're very progressive out here. Marijuana was just legalized. But you got parks and you got libraries and you got symphonies like, you know, at the Smith Center. You have so much entertainment, so many things to do and a lot of nature. You know, Mount Charleston, you ski, you got snow, and that's only about a half hour away, depending on where you live. You got Red Rock and climbing. You got Lake Mead, one of the biggest man-made lakes. So it's phenomenal. But I got to tell you the worst part about living in Vegas. It's not the gambling or the naked people or whatever, because you really don't have naked people running around. You don't. Okay? Trust me, there's strip clubs everywhere. Okay? It's not just Vegas. You know, the showgirls being half naked, they don't really do that anymore. Like Cirque du Soleil, they're not naked. So a lot of the entertainment has transitioned to more what you would see on Broadway and in New York, etc. But the hardest part about living in Vegas is so many people come to town that you know that you have to go out with them. And after a while, it starts to be every week, every couple weeks, and that's expensive. So people come into town, and they don't want to go and grab some In-N-Out and sit on your couch and watch a movie. They want to go out on the strip. They want to eat at one of the cool restaurants. They want to have drinks. They want to see a show. They want to go to a club. And it gets expensive. So the hardest part about Vegas is, you know, it could be expensive. So, you know, when family comes into town, what you have to do is say, look, you party it up, okay? And then I'll tell you where to go. And then when you're done and you want to meet for breakfast at IHOP, that I have in my budget for. Although, boy, is IHOP getting expensive, isn't it? Whatever happened to Denny's and IHOP and these places having $1.99 breakfasts? You don't get that anymore, so it's expensive. So, you know, I love my friends. I love when they come into town. I think it's great. But it's just, you can't party like that every weekend. You just can't do it. So fascinating stuff. All right, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is interesting. There is a startup company that is infusing the fountain of youth, pumping young people full of blood. I'll tell you what this is. I'm having an issue with it. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a private clinic in California is going to conduct clinical trials to pump people full of young blood in the hopes of finding the fountain of youth. And it costs about $8,000. This is being reported by CouncilHeal.com. Ambrosia is a tech startup company, and it's out to find out if a blood transfusion of young blood has health benefits. It is looking to enroll 600 participants for its clinical trial. The chosen participants will undergo a one-time transfusion of a 2-liter bag of plasma blood with the blood cells removed from young people aged 16 years old to 25 years old. I'm going to pass on this one. Initiated by Jesse Karmazian, a 32-year-old entrepreneur, The clinical trial will pave the way in the discovery of the ultimate fountain of youth. He said that just within a month, most participants will see improvements after the blood transfusion, the plasma transfusion. But scientists are questioning the clinical trial of the company, saying that it's poorly designed and cannot provide evidence about the effects of the blood transfusions. Moreover, some say the pay-to-participate study, with the potential to collect about $4.8 million from 600 participants, could be a scam, according to MIT Technology Review. The clinical trial at Karmazian's idea were based on several studies, they say. For one, in 2013, a study published in the journal Cell demonstrates a technique called parabiosis, where an older and younger mouse were sewn together so they could share a common circulatory system. The researchers found that the cardiac health in the older mouse improved because of the increase in the levels of protein called GDF-11. Then just give me some GDF-11. The Ambrosia clinical study, I like Ambrosia. Does that make you hungry? The Ambrosia clinical study, on the other hand, will not sew two humans together. Instead, obviously, it is offering patients above the age of 35 a blood transfusion. Furthermore, there would be no control group in the study because of the expensive admission price. That's why all potential 600 participants will receive real plasma. Okay, well, then it's not as scientific as it needs to be. You need a control group. So a control group is the group that doesn't get what you're testing. All right? So if you want to, let's say, try a new medication, and you have two groups. One group gets the medication, the other doesn't, and then you compare what happens between both groups. They're not having a control group because of the expensive admission price. You see, if this was a scientific study, you're not really making people pay for it. What you would be doing is somebody would say, all right, we are going to infuse you something fake, placebo. It's going to look like blood. You're going to think you got it, but it's not going to be the real plasma. And somebody would fund that part. How expensive is it to infuse saline that has some sort of safe dye in it? I wouldn't volunteer for either of this. All right. Now, here's the thing. I understand that if you are doing something, you know, medically related, and there's some data to extract, use the data. Don't waste data. All right? So, yes, maybe they could get some good data out of this. But is it really scientifically sound? Probably not. In another study by Stanford, neuroscientist Tony Wiscorey in 2014 found that after about 10 blood transfusions from younger mice, there was increased neuron growth and better memories in older mice. However, he does not believe that the clinical trial on humans would live up to its expectations. So wanting young blood, right? You know, people want to think that young blood restores youth, even though we don't have evidence that it works in humans, and we don't understand the mechanism of how mice look younger. I think people are just attracted to it because of vampire stories. Yes, here's the problem, okay? What you are being infused is a fraction of the amount of blood that you already currently have. Now, the actual red blood cell, the hemoglobin, they're not giving you the red blood cell. They're giving you the plasma. And could plasma infusions make you younger? No. Could it slow down aging? It could. If there are some phenomenal factors in this plasma, healthy factors, yes, it can. But here's my problem with it. All right, we have, you know, Red Cross, United Blood Services, blood banks throughout the country urging people to donate blood and donate plasma for people who are dying in hospitals. And, you know, these 600 participants getting blood in the name of science, paying $8,000 to Karmazian and this Ambrosia company, you know, to me, the timing is not the best, okay? It's a little bit disappointing, because if 600 people were donating blood, you know how many hospitals could use that? You know how many lives that could save? 600 donations could save almost 2,000 lives. So, maybe what you do, if you really want to be that scientific, is, you know, rather than find a bunch of people who drop $8,000 for somebody's infusion, all right, which they could definitely get cheaper elsewhere. But, you know, try to find out, you know, find this GDF-11, all right? Find a pharmaceutical company that wants to work to make it into a drug form, and then, you know, do something with that. So I'm not a fan, not a fan at all. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I am a fan of Walmart. Love going to Walmart. Love shopping at Walmart. Okay, it's easy, it's cheaper, it's convenient. Even though I decide to run in for toothpaste and I run out spending $200 on towels and other BS that I don't need. But Walmart announces it is going to add 10,000 retail jobs as part of a huge $6.8 billion expansion. Now, remember, Walmart was closing stores. Walmart had been closing stores. So now it's going to turn around and add 10,000 retail jobs. Are we still under? They say Walmart plans to add 10,000 retail jobs as it opens new stores and expands existing locations. There's also going to be 24,000 construction jobs generated by its expansion plans. There's going to be 59 new expanded and relocated Walmart Sam's Club locations, according to Walmart Stores, Inc. I'm trying to figure out, I'll have to look it up, how many jobs were lost last year. The company pledged $6.8 billion in capital investments in the U.S. in the coming fiscal year. Now, that's awesome. These investments include construction, remodeling of stores, clubs, distribution centers, and expansion of new services like online grocery pickup. Walmart currently has 11,593 stores, 11,593 stores in 28 countries. Bentonville, Arkansas company has continued to put money into its e-commerce and improving its stores. The chain saw its online sales improve in the third quarter and profit beat Wall Street's expectations. Amazon's going to announce 100,000 full-time jobs. Their U.S. workforce has grown from 30,000 to 180,000 over the last few years. Walmart employs 2.4 million people worldwide, including 1.5 million in the U.S., as well as older individuals. Several companies have announced plans to create jobs since the victory of Donald Trump. Donald Trump, who takes office this week, has repeatedly singled out and criticized companies across industries for not doing more to keep jobs in the United States. General Motors announced today that they are going to invest about $1 billion in its U.S. factories. A person was briefed and told Reuters. So, fascinating stuff. I'm very, very excited. But my guess is what the article said. Walmart is really expanding. I have, rather than walked into a Walmart, ordered online. So I spend less. So my guess is they're going to bump up, just like Amazon, their distribution centers. And so I think that's going to be, yeah, let me just quickly look up. All right. Yeah, 154 U.S. Walmart stores closed last year. So we can't forget that. 1-877-DOCDALI.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Talk too much. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many people, while we are looking at this transition that the Affordable Care Act is going to make, i.e. the repeal and replace of Obamacare, as the Trump administration has promised, some of the people who are critics of it are very mad at us doctors, thinking the doctors are behind this, because a lot of doctors did not like the Affordable Care Act. Many did, you know, in terms of the Medicaid expansion. and getting rid of the pre-existing condition. But for many of us in private practice, many of us who understood how you can't just promise the world and not have the practicalities behind it, and, you know, foresaw this, we are extremely happy with the idea of scrapping the bill and making something new that makes sense and incorporates whatever was good in the Affordable Care Act, which was a very, very small percentage, okay? All right, that being said, there's been more and more cries for malpractice reform, all right? Some of you saying you need to be able to sue doctors more, make doctors responsible if you get fat, make doctors responsible if you need pain medications, make doctors responsible for this and that, all right? And as a doctor who luckily had never had a malpractice case, still could, but luckily have not, but still had to pay up the yin-yang for my malpractice, can I just say, can you please hold the phone? You know, screaming for more malpractice laws, I don't think makes for a better doctor. And one of the reasons why we got into this mess with Obamacare is because of what happened at the turn of the century and malpractice laws. Now, there's a study that's come out saying these stronger malpractice laws may not prevent surgical complications, meaning the more aggressive malpractice, you know, climates don't necessarily protect patients. So let's kind of go back really quickly. This is a mystery on why malpractice and Obamacare were so related. Okay, it was around 2002, I believe, I have to double check, when St. Paul, a huge malpractice company, decided to pull out of most markets, if not all. And the reason why is the lawsuits in the 90s were getting really, really ridiculous. These lawsuits and these settlements were so high that a doctor was not putting in enough premium money for a payout. One of my friends was sued for $2.2 million. He did not, after just a couple years of school, private practice, after he graduated, obviously put that kind of money in. You average anywhere from, $12,000 to $25,000 a year in malpractice. So he might have paid in about $75,000, maybe to $100,000, but that insurance had to turn around and pay out $2.2 million. All right? And it's a case where, you know, something, the patient unfortunately had a cancer. And the jury was convinced that the doctor, if he acted just a couple months sooner, could have done something. And honestly, when you have that aggressive a cancer, no. All right. But that's for a discussion for another day. So good doctor, great doctor. I love this doctor to death. I think he's an excellent doctor. But these cases, these types of cases, there was a very famous case where a woman had a hysterectomy, and it was a vaginal hysterectomy. And then because they removed the cervix, the vagina had been closed. Okay. But the patient said that the vagina was closed too short, such that she had less of a vaginal canal than she did prior to her hysterectomy. Sued and won. So, you know, and mind you, if I was a patient that had less, ability to enjoy sex, yes, I'd be mad, but was it really the doctor's fault? If you had to have a hysterectomy and the closure had to happen a certain way, you know, we're not God, okay? You have a human body. There's mistakes that will happen. So, and it's not for us to judge now, you know, what happened with the case, but the discussion is around malpractice companies are like, okay, this is getting ridiculous. Doctors are being sued left and right. We aren't making the money. So, when St. Paul pulled out of Nevada, you had to find new insurance. I had St. Paul insurance, but I didn't have a lawsuit. So, I very easily was able to go to another company and get picked up by that company, and I was great. But anybody who had at least one malpractice suit, most companies didn't want you. If you had at least another malpractice case, and they were very easy to get, oh, I have a scar, or, oh, you know, you took too long to diagnose me, you know, I had this sore throat for a while, and you didn't, or anybody who had a case like that couldn't hop on to a new insurance that easily in Nevada. So many of these doctors had to leave. And we lost some phenomenal doctors. And some of you could say, well, how is somebody phenomenal if they had a malpractice lawsuit? Almost everybody gets sued at least one time in the practice. I was very rare. I was very lucky. But why was I so lucky? Why did I not get sued? Because if I thought you needed a test and I wanted to be doubly, triply sure, I ordered the test. So if you had head trauma, I was going to order a CT. Right? One time in the hospital, I was right. Person came in for their migraine medication. They wanted their Demerol and Phenergan. And I go, really? You get this every month? He goes, yeah. I go, is this one different? He goes, yeah, this is the worst headache I've ever had in my life. Boom. You're getting a scan. And he had subdural hematomas, two of them. So, you know, what ended up happening is doctors start to get scared. Because now, rather than getting sued and having your rates go up a little bit, you get one lawsuit, you may never find malpractice coverage again. That scared the hell out of us. So now, what did doctors do? They were like, okay, well then, you know what? Okay, you're getting that colonoscopy. You want a mammogram? You're getting a mammogram. You're worried you have a DVT? You're getting that ultrasound. Now, I have to credit all the life-saving I did, not because of my phenomenal medical acumen, that gets part of it, but because I was able to order these tests. I had a woman come in and say, my leg hurts. You know, yes, I'm on birth control. Yes, I've smoked. I go, well, you're not taking birth control if you smoke, and I'm going to check you for a DVT. I decided to ultrasound both legs because she was a smoker on birth control. Because I'm like, well, if you're having pain in one, let's make sure you don't have it in the other. The other leg that wasn't hurting or symptomatic actually had the clot. And because I was in a position where I decided to order the ultrasounds on both legs, I caught that DVT. So you see, I can't go, oh, yay, Dr. Dolly, you're the best doctor in the world. No. I ordered the test. I had the ability to order the test. That's why I caught this pathology, because I could order the test. Well, how expensive are ultrasounds and CAT scans and MRIs and colonoscopies? It gets expensive. So insurance companies are like, okay, guys, you know, we're spending this money, this money, this money. We're going to slowly start to increase rates. We're going to slowly start to increase rates. So Obamacare is like, hey, you know, the rates are coming, are starting to go up. Let's do something. And then it just went even worse. Because, again, you can't do anything like a cannonball. You got to do it like little ripples in a pond. Very easy. See where the ripple lot goes. And then, so, you know, this article on stronger malpractice laws may not prevent surgical complications. We doctors are humans. Yes, we get a lot of training. Yes, we, you know, are supposed to use this training and make appropriate, sensible decisions. All right? Yes, you may get more of a test. If that doctor thinks you're going to sue him, you're going to get a test. All right? But they say the risk of litigation did not translate into better outcomes. All right? They say having a more negative malpractice environment will not influence us doctors to provide better care. We're going to give you the best care we want. Now, one thing I tell the students and one thing I tell, you know, patients, I go, I don't give a damn if your insurance doesn't cover it. If you are worried that you have a brain aneurysm because it runs in the family and you're scared and you want a scan, then go pay for the scan yourself. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.